This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
It's that time of the week again. It is Outside the Box, and Ty Bollinger is going on a hayride today, folks. And hey, are you gathering hay for the kids or for the animals out back?
Well, actually for the horses. So the horses are running low. They're running low on grain. So I'm on a hay run right now, and so joining you from the car.
All right. Well, I love it that no matter what, we're going to keep going outside the box for the folks that need that power to heal, need to be reminded of it, that it is theirs, and we'll help navigate through some absurd and sometimes not so absurd stories and give perspectives that they'll hear nowhere else in the mainstream media for sure, and sometimes nowhere else in alternative media. And first question I got, TMB, because, you know, it's holiday season. We had the Black Friday events, the Cyber Monday events. Are there any, let's say, TTAC or TTAV still available, or are they all sold out? What's the status? Because a lot of times people will extend these things if you have the ability to do so.
Right. Yeah, we've got – actually, we had a good weekend sale. I don't think those are available anymore, but the truth about we are running the Truth About Cancer, a Global Quest, at 50% off right now, and I don't think we've ever run it at that. So we just had a webinar last night, and so we're just trying to encourage people to get the Global Quest to give to their friends and family as a Christmas gift. So I think that's still up. You can go.
I see it.
Probably
yes.
Link through from your website.
Yeah, I got it. It's the granddaddy of all Global Quests, right? TTAC Global Quest, and that includes, I believe, 9, if I'm not mistaken, CD DVDs. I mean, the thing is, this is as comprehensive as it gets, and you'll get, according to this, the physical DVDs and the digital access, and it's 50% off at least. That's really amazing.
Yeah, it's a very deep discount, and we're just trying to encourage people to spend their money during Christmas time on things that matter, on education, and, you know, prevention is the key. You know, we went to Asia over the summer, Robert, as you know.
Yes.
Doctors of Ayurveda and homeopathy and so forth. Across the board, the common thread is it's prevention. You know, let's not wait until we have cancer to try to treat it. Let's do all these proactive things to prevent it in the first place. And what you find is that the treatment is the prevention. And the things that work to treat also work to prevent. And so that's the goal for us, is just to educate people, especially during this holiday season, that the power to heal is yours. And then that comes with the knowledge. You have to have knowledge. You can't just have – your body does have an innate power to heal. But you need to know, you know, you need the knowledge to know what fuel to give that body so that it heals.
Well, and the idea of preventing it is something that, unfortunately, our so-called friends in the, whether it be mainstream media or mainstream medicine, their ideas of prevention are often just detection technologies that, ironically, in many cases, actually precipitate the rise of cancer just through their detections.
Yeah, they do. You know, Mike Adams has talked at length about mammograms and how, you know, women don't understand that when they go in to get a mammogram, they are actually increasing their risk of cancer down the road because of the ionizing radiation. You know, you have procedures that are used commonly now to detect cancer are biopsies.
Yeah.
Now, every surgeon knows that if you biopsy tissue, that you spread the cell. It cuts, you know, the tumor is the body's self-protective mechanism to wall off these aberrant cells. And so man, in all of his brilliant genius, goes in and cuts into the tumor so that it can spread. And, you know, like Dr. Matthias Rath said in the Global Quest, you know, any oncologist that doesn't know that chemotherapy causes cancer should stop being an oncologist. And I would agree that any surgeon that doesn't understand that biopsying a tumor spreads the cancer should stop being a surgeon, a cancer surgeon at least.
Well, I think that would be a reasonable thing, but of course most people are not, clearly not either aware or, of course, if their livelihood depends upon them maintaining a lack of unawareness or unconsciousness, they're not going to see it because it could be harmful to their so-called way of life.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I think that is, whether knowingly or unknowingly, a lot of medical professionals are suffering from that, because if you wake up to the fact that pretty much the whole modern medical system is a deception, especially when it comes to treating chronic disease, if you're in that area of medicine, you either have to act like it doesn't happen, or it's not happening, or that it's not really there, or you have to make a life-changing decision based upon that information. And a lot of people aren't ready to stop getting that six-figure income because they made an unethical decision to stop being involved with the medical mafia.
Well, how deceptive is it? You know, that these doctors that may have gone in it for the right reason are convinced that the only way they can survive on this planet is to continue to poison other people, even if they become aware of it and know it and know that it's not good, because that creates a real schism in, as I said, in their psyche, or, you know, going down to that soul level, where on one level they know what's right and know what's wrong. On the other level, they persist in doing what's wrong because their defense is, well, if I don't, I'm going to lose my house, I'm going to lose my car, I can't send my kids to Harvard, etc. Again, I'm not calling this an extreme example. You know, this is something I think everybody has to address economically for themselves. But isn't there a way to go through life without having to compromise at that level?
I think there is. And, you know, people draw the line at different places, but, you know, and we're not down on all medical professionals or all MDs or anything by any means. But you do have to, in any profession, not just in the medical profession, you have to realize, you know, if what you're doing is harming others, you can act like it's not, and it still will be, and you're held accountable for it, or you can make a change. And that's, I guess, no better example than in the Nuremberg trials, right?
Yeah.
The person after person, the people that were on trial said we were just following orders. We were just doing our job. We know there's a point at which that is no longer a valid excuse. Where is that point for each person? It may be different, but there's definitely a line that you can't cross.
Well, I think that's right. And here we go to the peer-reviewed literature for a moment, as we are, you know, want to do, because, oh, you know, use their own science against them in these cases. Here's a Natural News article. It says, chemotherapy revealed as toxic poison for every living cell in the human body. Mitochondrial dysfunction warning from researchers. Now, I don't think there's any longer plausible deniability. This was published in American Journal of Physiology, Cell Physiology. And it's basically saying that chemo destroys mitochondrial function in patients. And there's no exception to that.
Yeah, I'm on the road, so I didn't see the article, but it's definitely a valid premise. There are several doctors that we interviewed in Asia that said the exact same thing, that one of the main problems with the chemo is it does destroy mitochondrial function. So that's exactly in line with what we were learning this last summer in Asia. I haven't seen the article, but it's something that... That kind of information is now coming out in these reputable medical journals, so it's no longer woo-woo or conspiracy theory that chemo causes cancer. They're admitting it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you've been at this for a long time, as have I, and you've received plenty of barbs over the years of like, oh, my gosh, there goes Ty Bollinger making that stuff up about how chemo is dangerous. Like, no, it's in the peer-reviewed journals. We're just reporting it, and you don't like that inconvenient fact.
Yeah, it's no longer a conspiracy theory anymore. It's a fact. It's just, do people want to believe the facts or not? The evidence is out there. You know, it kind of reminds me of the book that I wrote 5 years ago called Monumental Myths. You know, there's 33 different, quote, conspiracy theories in that book, but they're all facts, and they all have evidence to support the facts. It's just, are you willing to believe something that's uncomfortable, an uncomfortable truth, or would you just rather stick with a convenient lie that everyone else believes?
Exactly. By the way, this research we're referring to, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com right now, it's conducted at the University of Vermont, and they found that breast cancer patients are harmed by chemotherapy, specific, they mentioned a couple of the drugs, and that there are also medications that are commonly used post-surgery in breast cancer patients. So it's not enough to remove the cancer physically. They say, oh, you have to follow up with chemo or you have to follow up with radiation. Again, in both cases, could precipitate the rise of even more cancer because they've not addressed at all the reason that cancer manifested in the breasts of these women in particular.
No, and that's the problem across the board with cancer treatment, not just breast cancer. But it's all symptomological treatment. So, you know, you wait till the cancer shows up and then you cut it out or you burn it out or you poison it. But none of them are looking at the causes for those symptoms. And you can't really have true healing until you get to the root causes. I think it was Dr. Edward Group at our last symposium said that exact thing. He said, you know, we can't cure chronic disease because we're not ever looking at the cause. You can't have healing unless you correct the underlying cause of the symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good point. And there's a secondary linked article that I don't know if we'll have time to go into, but it is fascinating. It's revealing, in addition to what you mentioned about biopsies and the risk of spreading the cancer cells in an area where they used to be contained, now they're no longer contained, they're saying that the use of chemotherapy alone can increase the number of tumor cells circulating in the blood, clearly precipitating metastasis.
Yeah, well, that's another inconvenient truth that a lot of cancer doctors and oncologists don't seem to either understand or just don't want to admit.
So once again, we are called the villains occasionally by those in the mainstream media and medicine for pointing out something their own journals are revealing. And, you know, of course, what are they left with? TMB. What are they left with, Ty? Because if they realize that their medicines are more harmful than helpful, you know, the jig is up, right? At that point, they're like, oh my gosh, I've invested all this time, money, energy. I've got debt out the yin yang from medical school, and now I'm hosed. I mean, I think that God is bigger than this, that there can be other pathways that are just as viable or more so, not only in functionally healing, but for those doctors that may truly want to help and realize the error of their ways.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it's at that point that this becomes more what you often refer to as a religion.
Yes.
Of modern medicine, the
yes.
Pharmaceutical mysticism. It becomes a religion when you see that what you're doing is not working, but you continue to adhere
right.
to these medical
Ooh.
Principles
Stand
that
by.
Are
TMB.
Proven to be invalid.
We're up on a break. Let's take
yeah.
a break. We'll be back. It's the Hayride version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
TMB, we're talking about the religion of medicine, and I often, and others have done this, they've respelled medicine, M-E-D-I-S-I-N, you know, this concept of sinning or missing the mark, and I think they've so long lost their way. Now, on some level, as you've talked about, and even in Monumental Myths, we've talked about that there's an intention behind it. But for most doctors, it isn't their intent when they go in, and then they feel trapped by it. But I guess when you bring up things like the excuse being, "Well, I was told to do it; I was just following orders." I mean, I think it's a lame excuse. It's not even an excuse anymore. And the point is, either you do that, or you're going to be so depressed, you're going to be on so many medications just to get by.
That's true, and it does depress a lot of people. That's why. You know, you got doctors have high suicide rates, so do dentists. Mm-hmm. But another reason, but there's a reason that those professions sometimes lead to depression, and it's probably because of these decisions that are tough to make. But you have to draw the line in the sand and say, "I'm just done hurting people." Once you realize, it's interesting too. You mentioned medicine.
Yes.
A good friend of mine, Dr. Scott Whitaker,
yes,
wrote a book called
That's
Medicine.
Book.
That's the title.
Interviewed him many years ago, Ty. He's a great guy.
Great guy. Yeah, I've known Scott since 2008 or 2009, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that when people can really put the perspective on it, so that we're not falling trap or prey to their you know, limiting constructs, right? They don't want people to talk about this. They don't even want doctors to talk about it this way because it'll cause doctors to wake up and go, you know what? What am I doing here? I've got to figure out a way. And, you know, interestingly enough, of course, you have featured many doctors from around the world who have found a way to make a leap above and beyond. Yep. Some are, of course, transitioning, but some have just said, you know what? I cannot poison my patients anymore. And God bless them for standing up and, you know, heading that right direction or doing the right thing.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. You know, as we were just talking about medicine, Dr. Whitaker, he's done the same thing. You know, he stood up. He's been persecuted for it. I think he lives outside the country now. And, you know, one of the things that he was getting hit for was the fact that in his book, Medicine, which we talk about in Unlock the Power to Heal as well, this was the first place I learned about chromium GTF for diabetes. And, you know, that diabetes is a big industry. And if you can decrease the sales of insulin by, you know, 95% because of the fact that you're taking chromium GTF, that's not a very friendly proposition to a lot of the drug pushers.
Yeah, you are so correct. I mean, we spend a lot of time talking about the distinct difference between 100% whole food nutrition and nutrients and supplementation versus synthetic isolates. And then they have plausible deniability when they say, hey, that chromium doesn't work. I'm like, well, what are you taking? Oh, chromium picolinate. I'm like, you bound chromium into picolinic acid? That's a cellular waste product. That's stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's the same con job that they do on us with fluoride. You know, well, fluoride is good for your teeth. Well, you know, calcium fluoride may be good for your teeth. That's debatable on both sides. But sodium fluoride, not the same thing. That's what's in the water, or hydrofluorosilicic acid. That's what's in the water. But that's not what they tell you. They say, oh, it's just fluoride. But there's a lot of different types of fluoride, much like vitamin B12 is different than vitamin B17, wouldn't you say? Well, you know, they both have cyanide in them, right? So are they cyanide? Or they have a component cyanide, but are they the same thing as cyanide? You know, it's these plays on words that they do that they make people have to be really stupid when it comes to overall knowledge of your body and of medicine, and they try to, you know, throw a fast one over on you with these word changes.
Well, yeah, it is mind games, it's manipulation, and, you know, a big part of what we do here is to help people, I believe, see through that, right? What is the language of the medical matrix? How do they razzle dazzle you? How do they keep you deceived and under their control? It is a form of mass hypnosis, and, you know, doctors are not immune to it. In fact, some have argued that they're much more vulnerable to this mass hypnosis because of the way medical education is written since the Flexner Report of 1910.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you co-opt the educational system, then, you know, two generations down the line, they're believing a lie, but it's always been that way. And they've never known anything but it. And that's why I think that the medical mafia has really accelerated in these last 50 years. Because now, you know, we're on our third generation of doctors and maybe fourth generation of doctors that have gone through medical school that is totally drug intensive, that teaches nothing about nutrition, nothing about prevention. But as far as they're concerned, that's the way it's always been. There's never been anything but, so it must be true. And that's the way that you brainwash the entire population when it comes to medicine.
All right, well, let's wash that brainwash away, folks. It's Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, together again, going outside the box. We got a lot more healing to go. Get ready. We're going to talk more about that depression issue that TMB just brought up and how modern medicine is actually making it worse. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is one step closer to being Speaker of the House. House Democrats nominated Pelosi in a closed-door meeting today.
And it was so inspiring to hear my colleagues place my name in nomination once again for Speaker of the House.
President Trump is threatening to shut down the border permanently to prevent illegal immigrants from crossing the border. Now, the president is also hoping for $5 billion in the next budget. That money would go towards a wall and border security. Republican Senator of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, tells Fox News what concerns him the most.
My concern is right now they're massing in Tijuana. My concern is they'll get organized. They'll start coming into the areas of the border where there aren't barriers, and it'll become an even bigger problem, and we'll start seeing larger and larger caravans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, TMB, we can't get enough of you. So, folks, go to thetruthaboutcancer.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. You can sign up for email alerts. You'll get the alerted for webinars and question and answer sessions when Ty and Charlene. Sometimes the kids will make a guest appearance. It's awesome. TMB, I'm thinking about the gifts for the holidays and the gift of healing, the best gift of all.
Which is what you're talking about, the Global Quest?
Yeah, well, I'm harkening back to giving that gift for everybody. I think it's a great gift.
Yeah, no, selfless promotion. But, yeah, we do have some extra inventory of Global Quest, giving a great deal on it. I think it's good through tonight. We ran it one extra day because people said, oh, I didn't hear about it until later. So
yeah.
I think through tonight, you get it at 50% off Global Quest. And we've never offered it this low.
Yep.
So it's a great time to stock up for one for you, one for a family or friend, whatever.
Well, another cure for depression. Oh, I didn't say that. It's not a cure because FDA says there's no such thing unless it's a drug, and we're not a drug. Folks, we got to talk about depression.
Yep.
You mentioned this before, and I, you know, my concern is not only for everybody listening. I don't want the holiday depression. You hear about the holiday blues if you're not with family, other things that, you know, you feel a disconnect, and, you know, I just say, I want to reach out and give you a big hug. But a third of adults have no idea that they may be taking medication that actually causes depression, TMB. This is another article supported in the research literature. This one published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Say it isn't so.
The JAMA publishing an article saying that depression medicines may actually cause depression.
No, you know, this
How
is what's interesting, Ty, is this is not even about depression medicines because we know about that. That's not the big, big news is they're saying, my gosh, do you realize there are a number of other medications that have nothing to do with depression actually causing
other
it?
Meds.
Yes. It's
okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Well, I don't have the article in front of me, so I thought I misheard what you said. But, yeah, we've known that depression meds cause depression for a long time, but other meds are causing depression. You know, that's not an uncommon symptom that we hear. I mean, I remember my grandmom when she was on about 15 medications a few years before she died. She literally was on about 15 meds. About three of them were meds that she needed to start with, allegedly. The other 12 were to treat symptoms from the original three medications that caused other problems. So literally by the time that she got on these 15 meds, she was on them for about 6 months, I believe it was 15 or so different prescriptions.
Yes.
She was hallucinating. She was depressed all the time. She was just like, she wasn't even herself. It was like her mind was gone. We got her off all of the meds, and she came back to being, and she was a happy grandma for the last few years of her life off of medications.
Well, and this is the thing, folks. I mean, you don't realize maybe your doctor again is an okay doctor, right? You know, they're not trying to do harm. Like I said, we acknowledge that. But they put you on medicines to treat symptoms, and then you manifest all kinds of other symptoms. And a lot of times people will think, well, that's just like a physical ailment. But no, this is the University of Illinois at Chicago finding that one-third, as many as one-third of all adults in the U.S. may be taking medicines detrimental to their mental health. And so we're talking about, listen to this group of drugs, TMB, including medication for hormonal birth control, blood pressure and heart regulation drugs, proton pump inhibiting drugs, PPIs. These are like Nexium and Prevacid, all of those things for GERD and stuff, antacids, and painkillers. They all are now listing depression or suicide as possible side effects.
Wow. And you know what, Robert? That list that you just gave, I believe my grandma was on all of them.
Wow.
In addition to more.
Mm.
And so the side effects are depression. And I mean, let me tell you, a couple of grandmom stories. I mean, while we're talking about her, because she was a wonderful woman, but man, those drugs really messed her up at the end of her life. One of the times, in this show, this is an almost iatrogenic death right here. They said, you know, I tried to call grandmom. She was at a nursing home because she was having to recover from some surgery otherwise. And then after that, she lived with us. We didn't want her in a nursing home, but I called for her. She didn't answer. Called for her, didn't answer. Finally got in touch with the person at the front of the nursing home. They said, oh, she's been sleeping a while. I'm like, that's not like grandma. I'm to sleep during the day and during the night, during the day. I'm going to come see her. So it turns out she was on Xanax for anxiety.
Wow.
And they transcribed to zero where it didn't belong. So instead of on 1 milligram, she was on 10.
Oh, my God.
Literally, they were giving her 10 times the dosage. And I said, we got to get her to the hospital because she was catatonic.
Right.
And they said, oh, she'll be fine. I said, I carried her to my car because they wouldn't take her. We took her to the hospital, and it turns out the doctor said if she'd been on this for another 8 hours, she would have been dead. He saved her life. They almost killed her.
Wow.
And then that was one instance. And then there was another instance where she was on so many of these meds, she was hallucinating. She'd call me during the day and say, Ty, there's a mean old lady staring at me, and she won't talk to me, and she just sits with me in my room. She's staring at me. And it turns out I come over, and she's looking at herself in the mirror. And she didn't even know it was her. Man, I tell you, Robert, that's two instances where my grandma was in a bad place, and it was all because of drugs.
Wow. And, you know, this study talks about polypharmacy, right? And, you know, for those that claim the mantle of science, like a lot of medical doctors might claim, and you say, how scientific is it to give people two, three, four, five, or 10 or 15 drugs together. And what study or studies can you point to show the safety or efficacy of doing so? In this case, they're finding out after these drugs are approved and are on the market, it's like, oh my gosh, all these people that are on these drugs, they're part of a human experiment that has not been approved of, but the FDA says, hey, each of those drugs individually are approved, so hey, it's okay, knock yourself out. And unfortunately, it can create a problem of depression where people might take their own life and probably have, and then on the death certificate it'll say death by suicide, not death by multiple drugs that led to depression, that led to the ideation then behavior.
Yep, you're right, Robert. We are the experiment. We were up speaking up in Detroit in August, and remember Del Bigtree's lecture? He said, you are the experiment. Now, he was talking about vaccines.
Right.
But I would broaden that umbrella to it's not just vaccines, but all the drugs and the vaccines. We are the experiment. They don't know, at best, what it's going to do.
Yeah.
At worst, they already know, and they're hiding it from us, and I would lean towards that end. But in the best case scenario, they just don't know. We are the experiment, and I don't want to be an experiment. I don't know about you.
Yeah, not really. Now, I might do experimental drawings and colorings, like with crayons, and I think that's pretty safe. But that's about it. That's about the extent of that experiment. Now, the takeaway message, according to this lead researcher, Dima Cato, an assistant professor of pharmacy systems at the University of Illinois in Chicago, where this took place. Again, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The takeaway message of this study is that polypharmacy, that is taking more than one drug at a time, that's never been studied, can lead to depressive symptoms, and that patients and healthcare providers need to be aware of the risk of depression that comes with all kinds of common prescription drugs, many of which are also available over the counter. So we're talking about even self-prescribing. In other words, I'm just going to grab this drug. Hey, it's all in the pharmacy. I don't even have to ask for a doctor's prescription. I'll get on it. And then you wonder, why am I depressed?
Yeah, it happens all the time. People don't understand that those drugs are totally changing the molecular structure of their brain, causing depression, causing depletion of all of these neurotransmitters. It's amazing how bad drugs are for you mentally. And people don't even know, unfortunately.
So what do we want? We want sunshine, sunlight, or some way to get out and exercise in fresh air. I know in the winter it's a little tougher, but you got to take into consideration that some of that seasonal affective disorder might be a deficiency of that sunlight, finding a way to get that. Love, being with people you love, loving yourself as God loves you. I mean, not disconnecting from the source of all sources. That, to me, is the ultimate remedy for depression, right? When you reconnect the source.
Yeah, it absolutely is, man. That's the key. You know, that's what Charlene and I believe, and I know you believe that as well. So, and you mentioned sunlight. I'll tell you something. The northern climates, the Montana, the Washingtons, that's the highest rates of suicide and depression up there. Mm. And I think it's because of the lack of sunlight.
Yeah, so we've got to really consider ways to address that from a nutritional supplemental way, a dietary way, an exercise way, because exercise can produce things that can lift your spirits as well. So don't take into consideration that it's too cold, it's winter, I can't exercise. I mean, that can overcome a lot of these other depressive symptoms. Again, when we're dealing with polypharmacy and intoxications via drugs, we now have to aggressively, I'll say it that way, safely though, help the body's detox pathways to remove these toxic poisons. And that includes, a webinar you did recently with our buddy Paul Baratero, getting the echo water, the molecular hydrogen water, as well as the frequencies that now can be programmed into the water that can address these things.
Yeah, those frequencies are amazing, right? Being able to use homeopathy, basically dripping into your, infusing it into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Truly amazing.
It is. And it's got to counteract a lot of things. We know that. And having access to this is so very important. It makes me happy that we have access to it. But I want people to know about it. And we have links up in the show notes once again at robertscottbell.com. You can learn about it over at thetruthaboutcancer.com as well. One thing that does depress me, I'll be honest, a little bit. There's a story out of China. And this is covered by Time Magazine. It says Chinese researchers claiming a controversial gene editing process. They've made babies. And if they're just now announcing it, they've probably been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, that is pretty disturbing. I glanced briefly at that, I think, earlier today. Pretty disturbing. And you're right. If they're admitting that, we generally learn stuff that becomes public knowledge and they admit to, 30, 40 years after they've actually been doing it. So I really wonder what kind of cloning, gene editing, GMO humanoids are out there right now. I mean,
yeah.
Who knows? I have no idea, but
it's pretty crazy right now with the technology that's going on, and even the artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty spooky.
It is, and just because you can do something, if you're guided by spirit, you would go, no, I don't think that's a good idea. And in this case, according to the Time article, it gets even more bizarre. Because this researcher says that they have altered the DNA of twin girls born earlier this month to try to make them resistant to infection with the AIDS virus. Now, this is weird because, as we know, our buddy Liam Sheff pointed it out. You also related this in Monumental Myths, in addition to official stories, that they haven't necessarily even isolated an AIDS virus, that there is no test that detects what they call HIV. It's a cross-reactive, non-specific, you know, antibody detection methodology. And it's, again, so it's just weird because it's applying to something that's a fiction. If that makes sense, it gets weirder.
It is pretty weird, especially, you know, we did cover that in Monumental Myths. Liam wrote the magnum opus on it.
Mm-hmm.
in official stories. But that's the reality. They do not know that the HIV, if there is even an HIV virus, and if there is, they don't know if it's actually linked to AIDS. And the tests admit that they don't even really know what they're testing for.
Exactly.
I included a couple of package inserts in Monumental Myths, and they literally say, we do not know if this has anything to do with detecting or preventing AIDS.
Yep, absolutely important to mention that. So when you hear stories even about something that might really be happening or has happened for a while now, like gene editing babies, there's weird stuff around it that makes me question, what is the reality? What is the myth? What are they trying to really tell us? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with a new technique to defend yourself against armed intruders. You won't believe it, but it's coming from a university, so maybe you will. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck? That's one of my favorite lines, of course, from Don Rickles playing Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story. You remember that one, TMB?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, Rickles was funny, man. Those old comedians were really funny. You know, you look at Rickles, Don Knotts, Tim Conway, Carol Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
That Harvey Korman, that's when the comedians were really funny. And you could literally sit around and watch with your family back then. You really can't anymore, unfortunately.
No, it's harder and harder to find that. And when you do, I cherish it and appreciate it so much. And things that you can giggle and laugh with your kids. Imagine that. There was a time. Well, we've got it going on here with this story, I think. Michigan University has figured out a way to protect the kids that are in these colleges that are in what we call gun-free zones. Because we all know that it would be very rare that a criminal would ever take advantage of a gun-free zone and not, like, honor the signs that say, no guns allowed here, TMB. That would never happen.
No, because we all know that criminals obey the law. So if there was a law that said you couldn't have a gun there, all the criminals would say, oh, no, I better go somewhere else, because they all obey the laws.
Yeah.
Of course, being sarcastic as much as I possibly can, that's an absurd premise.
Yes.
To say that a lawbreaker would keep a law.
So what are we doing at the university level? The University of Michigan taking a novel approach to the threat of school shooters. They have now provided specific ammunition that should be able to counter all shooters, illegal as they are, if they come onto campus and threaten the kids or the professors. They have now outfitted the faculty with, get this, wait for it, hockey pucks.
Hockey puck.
Not making that up, TMB. Hockey pucks. So the new way to counteract when somebody is like bringing an AR-15 or a handgun to campus to do damage and danger and murder, you just throw hockey pucks at the intruder.
That is, if that weren't true, it would be laughably funny.
Yeah.
It's sad, but it's true. Hockey pucks.
Yeah.
So literally, somebody comes in and you really believe that somebody having a hockey puck against somebody with an AR-15, they're going to be able to what? They're going to become David versus Goliath and throw the puck and hit him between the eyes on the first throw?
Well, I got to correct you. Not a hockey puck, a number of hockey pucks.
Oh, a number. Well, then now it makes sense. If they miss on the first throw, right, they can just get them on the second or third or tenth throw. Okay,
well,
now it makes sense.
And, of course, we know that college professors are dead-on accurate when they throw hockey pucks. And, of course, they can throw it faster than the bullets coming out of the gun from the perpetrator that didn't pay attention to the signs that said no weapons allowed, no guns allowed, gun-free zone!
Yeah, and so... And in the event that you hit them anywhere except between the eyes, you're just going to make them mad, and they'll shoot you first before they kill the rest of the classroom. Okay, idiotic idea! Should it surprise us in the institutions of higher learning today that this is one of the ideas that came out of there?
Yeah, you really want to get this kind of degree? You could be dead. Don't do it, folks. They say this. They call these pucks weaponized. So, of course, they'll probably be under some kind of specialized training. You will have to get permission from the government to get these weaponized pucks because they're apparently the same other than being called the counteracting point for firearms. Now, there's a weaponized pucks at Oakland University, and they say, well, it is a last resort. If that's a last resort, what's the first, second, and third resort?
Well, the first resort apparently is that you offer the terrorist or the shooter some ecstasy and then have him or her sit down for about 45 minutes after he takes it, and then he'll feel at love with the world. So that's the first option, and,
wow,
and then after that, I think the next one, maybe you can smoke some dope with him to make him chilled out. And then if that fails, then you do it with the hockey puck. That all makes a lot of sense.
Dude, you cannot make this stuff up. And I'm glad I'm here with UTMB to see through this. Folks, another good gift is the gift of defense. I know this is controversial to say, but we don't shy away from controversy. How about firearms training to have people taught how to basically manage and hold and utilize, store all the things that we do safely with even our children here, that they know how to utilize it safely so that they can be protected,
yep,
when some criminal doesn't pay attention that, you know, no guns are allowed.
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing is, we shouldn't be afraid of guns. Since we moved into our house here in Tennessee, it's been over 4 years now, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a gun up on top of my bookshelf downstairs just in case I ever need it, so I know where to grab it. Guess what, Robert? It's never killed anyone.
It's a
gun zone, but it's safe. It's a,
yeah,
gun safe zone because guns don't kill people.
Yes.
People do.
And this is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty on all levels. Your defense system, including your immune system and the immune system of the people on planet Earth, we'll cover it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. TMB, time to go. Tell them what they need to know.
Always remember that the power to heal is yours.
Amen.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.